Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 699. Visible translated text is as follows. Was the soul of honor and that we had the wrong man. That there was no use in inquiring about Darley, and he knew Darley could not be responsible for such an act. I told him that we had good information to the effect that Darley had been associating with other girls in the factory, that he was a married man and had a family. Mr. Frank didn't seem to know anything about that. He said it was a peculiar thing for a man in Mr. Darley's position to be associating with factory employees, if he was doing it. Cross-examination. We left after about 2 hours interview. L.L. Kendrick sworn for the state in rebuttal. I was night watchman at the pencil factory for something like 2 years. I punched the clocks for a whole night's work in 2 or 3 minutes. The clock at the factory needed setting about every 24 hours. It varied from 3 to 5 minutes. That is the clock slip I punched. State Exhibit P. I don't think you could have heard the elevator on the top floor if the machinery was running or anyone was knocking on any of the floors. The back stairway was very dusty and showed that they had not been used lately after the murder. I have seen Jim Conley at the factory Saturday afternoons when I went there to get my money. Cross-examination. I generally got to the factory about 1/4 to 2 to 2:30. The clock was usually corrected every morning. The clock would run slow sometimes and sometimes fast. Vera Epps, sworn for the state in rebuttal. My brother George was in the house when Mr. Minar was asking us about the last time we saw Mary Fagan. I don't know if he heard the questions asked. George didn't tell him that he didn't see Mary that Saturday. I told him I had seen Mary Fagan Thursday. O.J. Maynard, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I have seen Bertus Dalton go in the factory with a woman in June or July 1913. She weighed about 125 pounds. It was between 1:30 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.